catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we chat with Chris Casello.
I gotta say, you know, first of all, my favorite record in the world is the first Duane Eddy half-twanging guitar.
Oh, sure,
drum.
Yeah.
I don't think any surf guitarist worth his salt could not cite that record as the sort of the starting point for that kind of thing.
Much more with Chris, including tunes he's played on and some of his influences. Plus, we hear new tunes from the Splashdowns, the Surfajets, a trio from Chuck Rio, the Beach Boys, the Explorers Club, our weekly trivia, and so much more. Let's start things off with a tune from a band Chris Casello is in, and will tell us more about this later. It's the Sabres and their cover of Mr. Moto on Catching a Wave.
Thank you.
That's new from the Splashdowns and Micrometeorites. It's from the album Rocket Tales on Double Crown Records. Our trivia question this week is about the Astronauts. They had a hit with their second single called Baja that was released in 1963 on RCA Records. But what was their first single? The answer and the song coming up later in the program. Right now I want to do a trio of Chuck Rio. Three songs with Chuck's involvement. Actually, Chuck Rio is his stage name, Danny Flores being his real name, and he recorded under that as well. Now, Chuck is the guy you hear wailing on the sax in the Champs Tequila, along with so many more of their great songs, being a founding member of the Champs. Also, the guy saying tequila at certain points in the song. He's also featured on several more, so we have a tune by Chuck Rio and the Originals, a song by the Champs, and this one by the Persuaders with Chuck Rio on the tune Toes on the Nose on Catching a Wave.
We'll be right back.
having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Chuck Rio and the Originals rounding out a trio of Chuck Rio. That was a tune, Margarita, The Champs before that, and TNT. Now we have a surf discussion part of our interview with guitarist Chris Cassell. The rest of it can be heard on our sister radio show, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now we'll get into this conversation right after we hear a tune from his favorite album of all time. Have Twangy Guitar, We'll Travel. It's Dwayne Eddy and Ramrod.
Hi, this is Dwayne Eddy, and you're listening to my favorite Rebel Rouser, Jammin' James Riley.
Talk surf guitar.
Okay.
Because that's definitely something you do. You've done with the Prodigals. Singles there.
God, you really haven't done your research.
I did. I looked up a couple things there. And of course, the Sabres is a great band, that album you put out on Rhythm Bomb.
Well, thank you. Proud of that record.
What are some of like the surf influences you had?
Well, I got to say, you know, first of all, my favorite record, as we were saying, in the world is the first Dwayne Eddy Have Twanging Guitar.
Oh, sure.
Control.
Yeah.
I don't think any surf guitarist worth his salt could not cite that record as, you know, the sort of the starting point.
Sure.
for that kind of thing. There's all kinds of weird, obscure offshoots, but his instrumentals really wrote the book.
Yeah.
The other huge one would, of course, be The Ventures.
Sure.
I can't get over how much I still enjoy, and I'm still finding records.
God, they put out so many records, and they're all so good.
And you know, I was shopping in one of the local record stores couple years ago in Nashville. I was still living here, so it must have been 3 years ago. And I found two Ventures records I didn't have. One, Country Favorites, I think it was
okay.
Or something.
Yeah.
And the other one was Spy Themes.
Okay.
What do you think I liked better? Spy Themes seemed like a no-brainer.
Yeah, yeah.
But the arrangements on that country stuff just blew my mind.
Is that the one that had I Walk the Line on there, too?
Probably. I don't remember if it was on there, but it was all the big hits
yeah.
you know, from the 60s, played with those beats,
sure.
played with those sounds. Whoever arranged it just did a fantastic job, like their Christmas records.
Oh, my gosh. Those are so good.
Same thing.
Those are so good.
And then I put on the Spy one, which you think, you know, oh, I'm going to love it. And it's like, well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Those
yeah.
songs are already good.
Yeah.
Anybody could do them, but yeah, so the two I got. I put off listening to the country one for about a week.
And yeah.
I put it on, I couldn't stop listening to it.
Oh, you're right. I mean, that's the stuff really, to take that influence in a Venture style is pretty amazing. They do a great job on that.
Yeah, and I just never stop. I never stop finding them.
That's The Ventures from their Play the Country Classics album in 1963 and their cover of Oh Lonesome Me. We're talking with Chris Cassello about his surf guitar influences.
And it's the arrangements I'm drawn to. That's why I like Chet Atkins so much.
Sure.
Maybe there's a better guitar player in the world. I still don't know if there was, but... Gosh, I just laugh when I hear what he'll do with the next verse. And he never loses sight of the melody.
Yeah.
He keep his audience through everything. Of course, Dick Dale changed my life.
Sure.
You know, when I heard that stuff, there's no turning back.
Yeah.
The aggressive, nature of that music. I love it, man. He was super nice to me when I met him.
I love Dick Dale.
Yeah, what a personality.
Yeah. We saw you live not too long ago. Absolutely blew our mind from you're playing Miserlou. Speaking of Dick Dale, his version of it. You're on electric, then you go to steel, and then back to electric.
For the trumpet part.
Yeah, it blew our mind. We were like, oh my God, I've never seen that.
Yeah, you can play those scales on a steel. You don't hear it much. Half steps. So I just want to do something different on that section.
That's the Chris Cassello Trio featuring on guitar our guest Chris Cassello, recorded live at Robert's Western World in Nashville, Tennessee. It's their cover of Miserlou, done in the Dick Dale style. Let's get back to our chat with Chris Cassello.
Pulp Fiction was a big surf music revival. Has that helped you, just looking at your surf stuff, more attention to that area of your career?
Well, I was in a band called the Watusis, which was a spinoff from the Urbations. And the Watusis were kind of ahead of their time, too, because in the 80s, we were doing basically almost the same formula as the Detroit Cobras.
Okay.
Where we would do weird, obscure covers. We would cover Iggy and stuff, but they're, the Stooges are in the audience. And that's sort of where I discovered Link Wray and stuff. Mm-hmm. We would do Link Wray songs and garage and Bob Dylan. That was the top band. And as a spinoff from that band, we put together a group just to play Ventures and some of the surf records that I had, which weren't a lot in those days. I didn't know a lot of stuff, and it wasn't, again, so available. You either found it in a record store or a garage sale, or you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't get it, and there was no internet.
Sure.
I had record collector friends. That helped me a lot. So we had a band. We called it the Adventures, and 90% of our set, we did three full sets of instrumentals, and we had Tino on the drums, Martino Di Lorenzo from the Howlin' Diablos, those guys in Detroit?
I've known the name.
Yeah. So he was our drummer, and we just did it for fun. The Adventures, a stupid name.
I love it.
Which you know, and we would wear a Batman mask during Batman and, you know, and all that stuff. And people came to the gigs. If you do something just for fun, it works. If you do it for money or trying to second guess yourself, it just never works.
Yeah.
And we just did that because and we'd look out there. And again, there were all the Ann Arbor royalty and Detroit guys would come out. And we were just totally dumb. We would play Batman 5 times as an encore just to mess with the audience. Another encore. Well, let's do Batman again. You know? And of course, there's the Link Ray version.
Yeah, sure.
All the stupid stuff. Later, we regrouped in the 90s, early 90s, and changed the name to The Prodigals. Nobody was interested in that music. And we weren't pretty anymore. We weren't so young. And, you know. Something happened about the midnight, so we would mix it with blues and we'd play biker bars and we were just playing this stuff to the worst gigs, you know, but we were still doing lots of Dick Dale, Ventures mixed with covers that Stevie Ray Vaughan might do or the Allman Brothers might do.
Yeah.
Same covers.
Yeah.
So we were trying to pull that off. And you know what? Blues works fine. Everything works with surf. Punk works with surf. Blues were. And then Pulp Fiction came out and we started getting better gigs. We started doing shows in Detroit with like the Volcanoes, you know those
guys? Sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's another group from Ann Arbor called Mondo Mod. And they were really awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the gigs started getting a little nicer. Well, we put out a 45 on a label called Happy Hour.
Yeah.
That was my buddy Wendy Case. She was in a group called The Paybacks later.
Okay.
Another garage rush.
Yeah.
So that was Happy Hour Records. They had the Henchmen. Remember them?
Sure garage do. Oh, yeah.
You do. Great. Yeah. 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 And that was, yeah, I saw that 45 appear on eBay recently.
Yeah.
It got some attention overseas, but that's all we did was one 45.
We'll be right back.
This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. We just heard The Prodigals and Shark Skin Buffalo, featuring on guitar our guest, Chris Casello. Let's hear another track from the Chris Casello Trio before we get back to our conversation. It's their cover of Walk, Don't Run on Catching a Wave.
Those were the 60s I remember, and songs like these were on the airwaves. Songs like these, ladies and gentlemen. Guitar instrumentals, we're going to do a few of those for you right here. And we got the best guy in the drums to do it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's say hi to Jimmy Lester from Low Straitjackets.
Formation of the Sabres come about?
You really want to, that's an interesting story. Now, Lonnie Charles is a marketing genius. He's like Mr. Salesman.
Yeah.
I think his biggest thing is, he does estate sales, but his biggest thing, I think, is records. He collects records and deals. I don't understand how do you do that. I can't. It's too kind. You do, I'm sure. I'm looking around me. I'm surrounded by records people. You ought to be in this room. It's really great. But Lonnie puts together these package deals, and it was for the Screamin' Fest in Spain. I was in Nashville. They were still in Detroit, and he booked three different bands that he plays with. And then he said he could get Chris Casello Trio, which I didn't know he booked it. So it would be two different guys. And then he said, and there was a label, the Sabres label in Detroit, which was these raunchy instrumentals. He calls me up and goes, hey, man, we're going to do this. We're going to do a trio. We're going to do this band, the High Q's, Big Barn Combo, all these Detroit rockabilly bands in Spain this year. And, you know, we're going to get paid well for the package. Do you know any instrumentals for this Sabres band?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I said, yeah, but I don't really know the Sabres label. I don't know this material. So put together what you want to do. And he never did. So he just wound up being my songs. And our next gig was Viva Las Vegas. So
oh, wow.
Our first gig was Screamin'. Our next gig was The Pool Party. And it was rough. I mean, it's one thing to play blues, boogie, and rock. And you can kind of just do it.
Yeah.
But with surf, you got to know those songs. You got to practice that stuff. And they were there, and I was in Nashville, and there was no real time to put together a band, but people loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got the Rhythm Bomb. We had the record deal on Rhythm Bomb.
I was excited to introduce you guys at Nashville Boogie, so it was fun to see some surf happening there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I remember that. We had the girls, Shannon Million and Carla Ham dancing.
Yeah.
And strobe lights. So it was, you fly by the seat of your pants on these festivals, but I thought we'd evolved to a pretty good point by then.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great set,
thanks,
man.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
That's the Sabres from their self-titled album on Rhythm Bob Records, and Ride the Savage, featuring on guitar Chris Casello. Big thanks to him for spending time with us on this show and Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, our trivia question this week is about the Astronauts. They had a hit in 1963 with Baja on RCA Records. That was their second single. What was their first? The answer and the tune coming up later. Now let's get back to the tunes. From their 2012 release, That's Why God Made the Radio, here's the Beach Boys and Shelter.
Did you ever?
Hey, this is Jason Brewer from the Explorers Club, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Think of all the love that's been waiting. Even all the ones that turn out bad. But I'm too long.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. Now, I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel summer all year long. Now, we just heard the Explorers Club from their album Together and the tune No Strings Attached. Hey, our trivia question this week is about the Astronauts. Their 1963 single on RCA was a hit for them. They also had vocal tunes as well, and maybe weren't always in the surf vein. In fact, they did a version of Tomorrow's Gonna Be Another Day, which was a single on RCA at the time, in 1965. The Monkees also did a version of that song, and in recent years, even Dwight Yoakam did a version of it. Now, their single, Baja, was their second single. The question this week is, what was their first? It was a 1962 single on Palladium Records. This is the Astronauts and Come Along Baby on Catching a Wave.
Well, come along, baby, I
as the band Spies Who Surf and their tune, Spy Beach. As mentioned earlier, we have a new single from the Surfrajets. It's from their self-titled EP on High Tide Records. Here's Cha Cha Heels on Catching a Wave. That's Surfer Joe and Beach City Bop. It's from his Senior Surf album. Hey, the next time you're surfing the web, our website is catchingawaveradio.com. It's catchingawaveradio.com. Let us know your comments and requests, because we so love to hear from you. Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.